Blog Talk Radio.
2 months month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit, get out of debt, and build true financial independence with real estate in
2 hours a week.
Tune in to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenholz. She'll show you how without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenholz.
Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to Heather Wagenholz Unlock Your Wealth Radio. This is our midweek update for Wednesday, July 22nd. And I'm so excited to be bringing you these updates now. Midweek, we had a tremendous response, not just with live listeners, but with downloads afterward. I didn't realize how much value a midweek update would bring. So I'm totally excited about that. So thanks for responding. For those of you who are just joining us for the first time, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and every Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio show, and we bring you fabulous tips, tricks, tools, and information. Lots of good stuff, and we talk about crisis management and financial wellness designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of financial independence. And the attitude portion is so important because perception is reality. So we like to focus on that, and we have some amazing guests coming up for this Saturday broadcast. In addition to our regularly scheduled segments, we have two very, very interesting guests that we're coming upon this week. As you know, this week's key is dreams with deadlines. We started over with the keys in our new season a couple weeks ago. We first had our acceptance and affirmation key, where we come to terms with what we know or don't know about money and realize that once we accept where we are financially, it gives us an opportunity to then change it. But if we still run around when we're in denial, we're never going to address what's wrong, and we're going to be perpetually indebted for the rest of our lives. And we don't want to be a servant to debt. We want to master the debt. Also, when we make our acceptance, we start our affirmations, because by the time we get to the acceptance point, we may have really beaten ourselves down pretty far. So we take and affirm our worthiness and our capabilities using our special affirmation process. And if you're interested in that, you're welcome to download the previous broadcast at blogtalkradio.com/unlockyourwealth, where the previous season is available for download. And then unlockyourwealth.com, our main website. I'm so excited. I've had a sneak peek at some of the latest improvements and the changes that are coming to really make it a more effective website. And instead of just a business card, if you will, for what we do, we're going to have tools that you can use on the computer to help create your financial independence. Now, that was our first key, was acceptance and affirmation. Last week, we covered take action, make assessment. And what we did in that key is we decided that we're moving forward, because any amount of knowledge about money doesn't mean a thing unless we take action and apply that knowledge for the greater good. So we learned how to do our first action item, which was to take assessment. Now, this week's key, Dreams with Deadlines, is going to build upon that with yet another action item, and we're going to learn how to transform our dreams into reality using our goal accomplishing process. And we'll talk more about that in depth on our Saturday show. And this week, we're going to have, for our midweek update, we've got the Millionaire Minute. And I'd like to introduce two of the guests we're going to have next week, or I'm sorry, this Saturday. I want to introduce them to you so you can start thinking about how this is going to relate to you and how the information they bring is going to apply to our key. Our key guest, our Investor's Edge guest is going to be Armando Montalongo. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just trying to get adjusted to my new glasses. So I can't read very well right now. It's the challenges with getting older. Anyway, Armando is another Flip This House star. He is a real estate investor, and I'm so excited to be bringing him to you because he heads up the Texas style of the Flip This House. And he's going to talk about how in just 5 years, he turned his small family business in San Antonio into a major real estate investment firm. He's going to talk about how he did it, where his natural business savvy came in handy, the hard work, the mindset, and his approach to life. He's a big power of positive thinking believer, and he believes that big dreams mean big profits. And he uses his wife in his business, and he draws a significant portion of his talent, or has he credits his wife for helping him to be so successful. And he's going to talk about how that success in his marriage translates into his business success. So he's going to be an exciting guest for us. In addition to all of our fabulous segments that we have our Keys for Teens segment with Alyssa Wagenhals, and she will be back again this week to talk about her take and her version of what the Keys to Riches means to teens. So if you have a teenager and you're having financial challenges with them, by all means, have them tune in to the second half of our broadcast so they can get the good stuff they need to become financially successful and maybe alleviate some pressure on your part. Right now, I'd like to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with more Minutes on Your Money on the Unlock Your Wealth show right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, driver of the number 14 Office Depot Old Spice Chevrolet, and you're listening to Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I'm also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
This is our midweek update for this fabulous Wednesday, the 22nd. You know what happens tomorrow? Anyone? Anyone got an idea? Tomorrow, the first K3 solar wind chargers arrive in the United States. So for those of you who have thought about maybe I could save a little green by going green, and using alternative power, which helps reduce pollution and all those other fabulously green things, you can also save a little green on your utility bills by charging your cell phone with the K3 solar wind charger. Additionally, it's fabulous when you're out on the beach, camping. If you're working all day, let's say you're in the construction trades and you have to make a lot of calls and your battery never lasts, and maybe it's an iPhone where you can't remove a battery and put a freshly charged one in, so you got to be constantly charged up all day. The K3 is the perfect tool to help keep you connected whenever and wherever there's the sun or the wind. So make sure that you stop by the website at www.kinesisindustries.com or visit our website or www.unlockyourwealth.com, www.unlockyourwealth.com, and click through from one of our sponsors. Additionally, you can find out information and a link to the website if you're an eZine subscriber. Are you familiar with our radio show eZine? Well, it's a fabulous piece of information that gets delivered to you before the Saturday broadcast, so you are able to find out who's upcoming in this week's show. Plus, it also has the trivia question that will be asked on Saturday. The value of that simply is that you have a chance to research the answer and you could win fabulous prizes. And the value is we always take questions from previous broadcasts. So there's the opportunity for you to have the information right at your fingertips so you won't have to come up with a wild guess. So if you didn't happen to catch the last episode, you can also take and just download it, and you can download it from your iPod. You can listen to it on your MP3 player or right from your computer while you're at work. So anyway, if you want to become a subscriber to the eZine, because you can win books, autographed books from our first season and current season guests, as well as our 13-week coaching package, and free is always good in these economic times, wouldn't you say? We're going to have a recession buster price bonus for the Unlock Your Wealth coaching, but why not win it for free? Wouldn't that be great? If you just happen to have the answer, you can get 13 weeks of financial coaching just by being the correct answer caller to the broadcast. So to subscribe to the eZine, you simply have to type in at the bottom of the show page, if you're listening directly from our show page, your email address, or surf over to our website and sign up on the subscription page where the little window is to drop your email in. Or you can send us an email directly, and you can manually send that to ezine@unlockyourwealth.com. That's ezine@unlockyourwealth.com. Have you started the Summer of Savings? We're about halfway through our Summer of Savings Challenge. We'd like to know how you're doing with that summer of savings. So send us an email at SOS, how funny that's the acronym, Summer of Savings at unlockyourwealth.com, and let us know how your challenge is going. Are you enjoying the documents that are helping to create your financial independence? Are you excited about the tools that you're able to use to create the savings that you didn't think you'd have over the summertime with everything that goes on? If not, it's not too late to sign up. If you just go to our website at unlockyourwealth.com, you can find the Summer of Savings page and go ahead and sign up. Additionally, you can make your declaration for financial independence, too, while you're there. Just log in at www.unlockyourwealth.com. It's all there to help build your financial independence. Now, if you are not currently a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and you would like to promote your products and services on our show, to learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive by being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services, simply call 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. And you, too, will be in good stead here with the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation and find out about all of the opportunities to help you reach more people to help them achieve financial independence. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, let's review last week's Millionaire Minute. Yes, that favorite segment that we all have, Millionaire Minute, where you, the caller, or I'm sorry, you, the listener, will receive 60 seconds of all of the fabulous information that we can derive from the top millionaire thinkers. And we can show you how to incorporate those tools into your life right now, today. So on today's Millionaire Minute, we have... From Smart Money Magazine, we have seven surprising facts about millionaires. Number one, most millionaires don't feel rich. And they continue to worry about the cost of gas, healthcare, inflation, and all of those things like the economy, just like the rest of us. 40% of millionaires fear that their standard of living will decline in retirement and that their money will run out before they die, according to a recent study by Fidelity. The company also highlights the magic number for millionaires at 23 million. 23 million is the number a person today needs to feel really rich and have access to exclusive rich people luxuries such as expensive club memberships and lavish vacations. Number two, 80% of millionaires spend frugally with a middle-class mindset. They shop for luxury items on sale, and get this, they even clip coupons. Only 3% of millionaires inherited their wealth. Number three, over half of them got millionaire status on their own by starting their own business, while a third had a professional practice like doctor, lawyer, accountant, or worked in the corporate world. Number four, virtually all millionaires make judicious use of debt. The key word, judicious. They'll take out loans to build their business, they avoid high interest rate credit card debt, and they leverage their home equity to finance purchases if their cash flow doesn't cut it. Many prefer to pay off their homes slowly and keep their mortgages as tax deductions while using their cash for other purposes. It's a pretty sophisticated item. So just so you know, those are for Investor's Edge folks. For those of you still working your way through the Keys to Riches for the first time, we want to make sure that we are reducing all of our debt. Number five, millionaires said that they weren't good students. The median college GPA of millionaires is only 2.9, and the average SAT score is 1190. 59% of millionaires, though, attended a state college or university. Number six, this is a great one, and I didn't realize that you could rent some of the items that are on here, but millionaires rent stuff. More than 50% of millionaires say they plan to rent luxury goods within the next 12 months, according to a survey by Prince & Associates. Handbags top the list. Now, it would never occur to me to rent a handbag. And when I think about renting a handbag, I'm like, what happens if your, like, lipstick explodes and then it gets all over the place? What do you do then? Handbags top that list, and then cars, jewelry, watches, and art. Very interesting. Number seven, millionaires are happier than the rest of us. 70% of millionaires say money created the happiness for them, not that money was the happiness. Higher income also relates to higher ratings in life satisfaction, according to a new study by economists at the Wharton School of Business. It's the satisfaction and the freedom that money buys, which is what makes the rich happy, though. Not the actual stuff itself, but it's the satisfaction and freedom. There's a level of confidence, and I've noticed this in times of strife, in times of wealth, when I'm flush with cash versus when I don't have two nickels to rub together. And I notice that when I have money and I could buy something, I find that I don't. Although it seems when I don't have money, that's when I want everything. And it's like, God, I wish I could afford this and I wish I could afford that. And when I finally do, I realize, yeah, that wasn't so important after all. I mean, I could get it if I wanted it, but nah, I'm going to pass. Another side note is, additionally, rates of depression are lower among the wealthy, and the rich tend to have better health than the rest of the population. They even smile and laugh more often, and they get treated with more respect. So that's this week's midweek update and in-depth look at your Millionaire Minute. I'm really excited about this week's key guest because I want to tell you about Ed Firezin, because he will be joining us Saturday. And he's written a book, Living Life with No Regrets, A Guide to Lasting Happiness. And I love his title. The title caught me, and I said, I have to have this book. I just got to know why. I got to know what tools can I use to live my life without regrets, because one of the things that I've always said, and I probably inherited this from my grandfather, was that when I go to make a decision, I think about what the outcome is going to be, which way to go. Whether it's not about whether or not to do something, but a little deeper than that. What is the outcome? Like, yeah, I want this handbag. Yeah, I have the money. And it's like, do I buy it or not? It's not just about, yes, I buy it, no, I don't. It's about, what is the outcome going to be if I buy that handbag? If I have a lot of money, it's probably not going to affect me that way. But is it going to match my wardrobe? Is it going to create more things I have to buy because I really like this bag, but I don't have anything that goes with it? So I think about the outcome of something before I make a decision to go ahead. Because my mantra has always been, and I have a few of those, as you know, live my life without regret. So I carefully consider my choices. Even if they're risky and I choose to go ahead, I refuse to regret, because I think regret is a wasted emotion. And if you talk to a bunch of people that are octogenarians, retirees, as Rush Limbaugh calls them, seasoned citizens, most people's regrets were something that they didn't do, not something that they did. But I know some people can take this most amazing guilt trip, and it seems like they're at Niagara Falls when they do it, because they plunge themselves into this misery and guilt with regret for making decisions to go forward with something. And so if you've carefully considered your outcomes, you need to erase that guilt. One thing my grandfather used to always say when I would say, oh, man, I regret that decision, is he would say, nope, it was the right decision to make at the time, and now it's taken you to the next right decision you have to make. I was blown away by that. It was the right decision. Well, if I'm regretting it, how could it have been right? Well, he says at the time you had the information and you made the decision based on that information. Today you have new information, you can make a new decision. And it's not based on the old decision, it's based on what's going on currently. And not making a decision based on regrets or poor decisions in the past, and knowing that every decision you made was a quality one, even though you may look back and go, wow, that was dumb. I can think of some decisions that I thought, wow, I've never regretted anything in my life until I did that one stupid move. But now that I'm all these years away from it, it was like the best decision I ever made, because where I am now is a direct result of the fact that I stood up for myself and I wouldn't let people walk on me as a doormat. And sure, it got me fired at my job, but that opened up so many new opportunities for me I would have never had if I just would have shut up and taken it. I think about critical moments in a person's life, and that was one of those critical moments. So Ed wrote this book, Live Your Life with No Regrets, A Guide to Lasting Happiness. He's our key guest this week. So he's our Dreams with Deadlines guy. He has a doctorate degree in psychology, and he trains about 1,000 people a year in how to be happier, less stressed, and have better relationships and become more successful. He's also, as he says, the world's greatest grandpa, according to his 4-year-old grandson and 2-year-old granddaughter. So I'm so excited. In addition to him being one of my neighbors, and I'm totally excited about that, that he's so close, he's going to be a part of our broadcast, and that's going to really... I think you'll be really enlightened by him because his book is pretty fantastic. So as we are going along, I just wanted to share that with you. We have so much coming up on this Saturday's show. We've got our regularly scheduled segments, our Millionaire Minute, our Minutes on Your Money, our Nuts and Bolts, where we discuss the key of the week and how to implement that. We also have two very special guests for Investor's Edge and the Keys to Riches segment. And we also have our News by the Numbers with our fabulous segment host and associate producer, Karen Germ. So I just wanted to remind you guys about that, and I just wanted to say thanks so much for joining us this Wednesday and making our Wednesday broadcast so popular. So I will look forward to seeing all of you on Saturday, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for Dreams with Deadlines. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you Saturday.